You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Ako po si RB, I'm one of your campus missionaries from Every Nation Campus, and we equip students for life, leadership, integrity, faith, and excellence. And maraming salamat po for believing in the next generation with us. Also, I want to thank po si Dean, si Pastor Romel, si Pastor Alfred for trusting us, kaming mga campus missionaries, to preach also. And kayo po, kayo pong mga ka-church po namin for continuously praying for us. Ngayon po, we are on a series break. Katatapos lang po ng series natin na Joyful. Yeah, so hopefully po, naging mas masaya po tayo knowing na ang only reliable source of joy ay si Jesus. And I believe na as a church, we are people with access to fullness of joy. So hopefully po, no, na-encourage kayo sa preaching po natin for the past 4 weeks. And sino po sa inyo, you are glad that you are part of this church? Sino po sa inyo, you are glad that God led you to this church? Kasi ako po, alam ko, I'm really glad that God called me to be part of this church. Because I remember how 9 years ago, di ba, I was a young man, and about to graduate college, and sobrang depressed po noon, and I was invited to the youth service ng March 2012. And because of my background during that time, medyo suspicious po ako sa facilities na meron tayo, sa kung anong ginagawa dito sa Victory. Minemessage ko pa po yung guidance counselor namin noon sa PUP kasi kaklose ko po siya noon. No? So sabi ko, parang ayokong pumasok dito sa Victory kasi parang medyo burgis yung mga tao dito, pang mayaman yata to. So I was hesitant to really enter to the youth service during that time. But little did I know that day, my life would change. Little did I know na while I was hearing out yung preaching ni Pastor Jeff about the encounter of the tax collector Zacchaeus with Jesus, na God would change and transform my life also. That right after that, I would be part of a Victory group with my then leader na si Kuya RV Peñas. You know, that was my first experience in the church. Kayo po ba? What was your first experience with the church? Maaring iba-iba po tayo ng background. Maaring yung iba po sa atin, ngayong pandemic lang po tayo naging part ng church kasi may nag-invite po sa atin sa ating online service. Or maaring you're from another church and you just want to hear out what we're talking about here in Victory. Or maaring matagal na po kayo na part ng church. We all have different stories on how we are where we are now when we talk about church. We may have different stories. For some of us, we might have thought prior to this na yung church, it's a building or it's a facility. Yung church po, ito yung para sa atin main hall or yung ina-attendan po natin na Victory. Diba? Yung center. That's what we think of church. Punta lang ako sa church, ha? Diba? Parang maghuhulog lang ako ng tights. That's what we think of when we used to think of church. Or, maaring naman po for some of us, we think of the church as the service itself or it's an event. Mag-church lang ako kasi exams ko na next week. Yeah, that's how we think of church dati. But, as we grow in our relationship with God, mas naiintindihan po natin na when we talk about church, it's not the building, it's not an event, but it's the people of God. And the original Greek word for that, yung ng church, it meant gathering of those who are called out or the called out ones. And kung nasaan po tayo, that is the church. Kung nasaan po yung mga believers, that is the church. Especially now po, na experience po natin na hiwa-hiwalay po tayo. Especially for the past year, during the pandemic, maaring yung church, it's not how we used we're used to when we think of church. Di ba, hiwa-hiwalay na po tayo. Does that mean wala na po bang church? Hindi po. Because where we are, where there is a gathering of believers, that is where the church is. Kung pamilya po kayo na believers and magkakasama po kayo na nanonood ngayon, that is the church. That is the church. Kung tapos na po yung pandemic, naisipan nyo po na mag-hangout with your friends from church, that is the church. And we want to understand more what the church really is supposed to look like. And that's what we're gonna talk about as we read our text this afternoon. So let me read from Acts 2, verses 42 to 47. It says here, "And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need." And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. Let me just pray. Lord, thank you. Thank you for this time. Lord, thank you that as we get to talk about your church, we would understand what its purpose and why you have called us to be part of one. Thank you, God, because you are the foundation of your church. Lord, be with us as we talk about your word. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So quick background lang po, no, dun sa binasa natin. This was after Jesus ascended to heaven. But bago po umakyat si Jesus sa langit, he told yung 120 believers, imagine that, there were only 120 believers after everything that Jesus did, after feeding the 3,000, there were only 120 believers that were left. And Jesus told them, they would receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon them. That was the promise of God. And these 120 believers, they were waiting. They were waiting for that power. And they waited. So sa Acts 2 po, it was the feast of Pentecost. It was a feast thanking God for the first fruits of the wheat harvest. And also, it was a time to remember the law that was given to Moses in Mount Sinai. At dahil importante po itong mga festivities na to for the Jewish people. Jewish people from different nations, they would go to Jerusalem just to celebrate these festivities. And this was when the power of Jesus, the power that Jesus promised, came upon these 120 believers that might have been, during that time, be in fear for their own lives. Ganun po sila, natatakot po sila for their own lives. But yet, here they were, receiving that power that Jesus promised to them. And they were filled by the Holy Spirit. And they were able to speak in different languages. So yung mga tao po, yung mga Jewish people that came from different nations, they were there celebrating that festivities. And yet, here they were, 120 believers, speaking their own languages. Imagine that. Imagine the experience that they had. These 120 believers, they were not able, they did not speak the languages that they were speaking during that time. That was the power of the Holy Spirit. That was the infilling of the Holy Spirit to them. And then after that, Peter preached the gospel. Yung ibang tao, they might have mocked them, sinasabi, baka lasing tong mga to, tong 120 believers na to. But some believed in the preaching of the word. And 3,000 people were added right after the preaching of Peter. 3,000 people, imagine that. And this was the first church community. And that was where tayo po, we started. Itong church na meron po tayo, it was a fruit of that first church community. Doon po papasok yung verse na binasa po natin. And there are four things that we can see in the church, in that first church community in Acts 2. Una po, devotion. Devotion. It says in verses 42 and 46, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers, and day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous heart. The church was devoted to the most essential, to four things that are very essential. Una, the apostles' teaching, or also the word. They were devoted to the word. Diba? And because that's what the apostles were teaching. Everything that was in the first five books of the Bible, and also the teachings of Jesus. Una po, the word. Pangalawa, the breaking of bread. For us, that might be the communion that we get to do every month. Communion, where we break bread and get to remember what Jesus Christ did on the cross for us. Pangatlo, prayers. They were praying. They were devoted to praying. They were devoted to praying. And pangapat, to fellowship. Being able to share lives with one another. So they were devoted, the church was devoted to these four things. Madali naman po talaga na makahanap ng church services eh, kahit saan po. Kahit saan po tayo, maaaring kung nasan man po kayo ngayon, it's easy to look for church services. After this pandemic, maaaring you'll be able to find a church service that would be nearer to you. But do we find our church passionately devoted as well in these four things? In the word, in breaking of bread, in prayers, in fellowship. At hindi po ito isang devotion na katulad po nung fandom, no, na parang sa BTS o sa Blackpink o sa Taylor Swift. Hindi po ganong klase ng devotion. No? Okay lang po yun. Okay lang po talaga yun. But itong devotion po na pinag-uusapan natin, devotion na katulad po natin pagdating sa pagkain at sa tubig, na sobrang importante po ito para sa atin. Na kung wala po ito, hindi po tayo magsusurvive. We are to be devoted to these things to survive as church, as a church. And as Christians also. We are supposed to be devoted to these things to survive. Is our church devoted to these things also? Is our church devoted to the word, to the breaking of bread, to prayers, and to the fellowship? So una po, devotion. Pangalawa, in awe. The church was in awe. It says in verse 43, and awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. Namamanga po sila. Sa another term po, no, mind blown po talaga sila. Sobrang mind blowing po yung experience nila. While writing this preaching, ako din po personally, while I was reading this, na-amaze din po ako, no, na-amaze ako sa kung ano yung experience nila during that time. And I was praying, Lord, I want to experience that also always. I want to experience that daily. I was in awe of what God was doing in their church during that time, and also what God is doing in and through us during this season. Ang tanong po, namamanga pa rin po ba tayo? Namamanga pa rin po ba tayo sa ginagawa ng Panginoon? Kasi namamangha lang po tayo sa mga bagay na kamangha-mangha. Hindi sa routine, hindi po sa trabaho, hindi lang sa program. Hindi ko po sinasabi na masama po yun, no? Hindi ko po sinasabi na masama yung mga bagay na yun. Pero imagine what they were experiencing. They were experiencing the works of God in their lives. They were experiencing that. They were witnessing unity in a society na sobra yung disunity. They were experiencing that. They were seeing signs and wonders. They were seeing that. And they were knowing new people, getting to know God also. They were being introduced to new people because these new people, they were so in love with God also. Imagine these things. Mind blown po talaga sila. Namamangha po sila during that time. And as we get to see a God move in and through our lives, do we still get amazed? Are we still in awe? Are we still in awe? I hope when we attend our online services, alam ko po, no, madali po talagang madistract. Minsan po, pag nag-online service po ako, parang nakikinig lang po ako sa laptop, tapos nagluluto ka, naghihiwa ka ng sibuyas, na-experience ko po talaga yon. It's easy to be distracted, but I hope that when we get to attend our online services, we are also expectant. We are also expectant that we would get to encounter God, that we would be in awe of what God is doing in and through our lives. So the second thing is the church was in awe. Pangatlo po, generosity. Generosity. It says in verses 44 to 45, and all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. They did not have to choose between God and people. Hindi po nila yun, ano ba yung uunahin ko, yung devotion ko ba para kay God o yung tutulong ako sa mga tao. They weren't thinking of that. For them, they knew that loving God would lead to loving people. And loving people would require generosity. Many of the new believers during that time, they had to stay in Jerusalem. Again, there were foreigners, people from different nations, they were in Jerusalem. And many of them, they stayed. They stayed in Jerusalem during that time. Maring they were still amazed. Maring they wanted to know more about God. I don't know. But what we know of is that many stayed. Many stayed. And maaring because they stayed, they experienced great loss when it comes to their finances. Nawalan maaaring ng trabaho yung iba. But because of the Jewish people, because of the first members of the church that were staying in Jerusalem, they helped these foreigners as they stay in Jerusalem. They helped. They were selling possessions. They were helping one another. They were generous to one another. For them, God became the better possession. God became the better possession for them. Christianity is not about an isolated journey with God. It is about all of us being a vital vein in the body of Christ. It is about us being a vital part of the body of Christ. Each of us carry what our brothers and sisters carry. Each and every one of us. And ako po, as a campus missionary, every day I get to experience that. I get to experience that because as campus missionaries, we won't be able to reach out to the campuses if not for the people who are generously praying and supporting us. If not for these people, it is through their generosity that we can do this full time. And even during the calamities, I'm just amazed po, no, last year when the Typhoon Ulysses came and struck us here in Metro East, I cannot help but be in awe of the heart to help ng karamihan po sa atin. And kahit na nasa pandemic, some of us, we were willing to help. They gave still. Some, they helped in distributing. It was challenging for most of us in this current situation, especially with the economics and also with the health problems, diba, with the fear that we may have during this pandemic. But there we were, as a church, helping as much as we could, not just to those na parte ng church, but even beyond. Generosity was overflowing. Is our community, is our church continuously being radically selfless and generous to one another? The church was generous. The church was generous. And the fourth thing was, the church was commissioned to preach. Commissioned to preach. It says in Acts 2, verse 47, and the Lord added to their number, day by day, those who were being saved. Hindi po natapos yung pagdagdag ni God sa 3,000 lang. Hindi po natapos yun. Imagine that every day, they have to welcome new believers. Day by day, they have to welcome new believers. Ang tanong po, what made people drawn to them? What made people drawn to them? Alam naman natin na si God po naman po talaga yung nagkukos ng growth eh. Kahit po tayo dito, no, we believe na it's not about the numbers game. Hindi po to about how many people would attend the church. Hindi po yung target, hindi po yung target na dapat gantong numbers yung umaaten. Hindi po yun. Hindi po ganun yun. It's not about how good the experience for the people would be or sa lamig ng aircon or sa lambot ng upuan, especially kung sa cinema po kayo umaaten doon. Hindi po yun tungkol doon. But ang tanong po is, do people want to be part of the church when they see us? Do people want to be part of the church whenever they get to see this community that we have, this spiritual family that we have? I believe that people were added to them because God allowed them to see what a church really looks like. That the church was full of joy, that they were devoted to the most essential things, that they were generous, that they were united. Ang tanong po, para sa atin, how have you been living out the Great Commission that gets people drawn to the gospel and to the church? How are we living out the Great Commission? And the Great Commission is this. It says in Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20, and Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Is our church committed to making disciples? Naniniwala naman po ako na we are committed in doing that. Pero what can we do? What can we do so that we can continuously make disciples? How do we get to reach out to more people? Recently, we were talking about 4 P's that we can do as a church. 4 P's that we can do as a church. Una, pray. Pray. Just as the 120 believers were waiting and praying, we also are called to pray. We are called to pray for our nation. We are called to pray for the kingdom of God to come. We are to pray for more people to know God. Set a prayer alarm with us. Kung alam niyo po yung 8:21 p.m., we have this habit where we post yung may mga prayer points po tayo na pinapost sa ating Facebook page, Victory Metro East Facebook page. Kaya po 8:21, no? Kasi kapag military time, 2021. And we want to believe that God would do mighty things in our nation during this year. Another alarm that we have, no? Kami pong mga pastors, campus missionary staff, we have a prayer alarm ng 2:17. That it came from Acts 2:17. And we pray for the next generation. Have a habit of prayer. Have a habit of prayer because we believe that prayer works. That our prayers work. Confession lang po, no? I am so uncomfortable minsan kapag we have to break out to pray with one another, especially kung di ko po kakilala, no? Na sobrang ang uncomfortable po niya para sa akin. Kaya minsan iniiwasan ko po. Pero natatawa lang po ako, no? Kapag kinakwento ko kanila, Norman and Diane yun, rinirremind nila ako na, o nga pala, ang goal ko pala this year to build a habit of prayer. So build a habit of prayer. We are called as a church to pray. Pangalawa po, preach. Just as Peter preached the gospel, we are called to preach also. Preach to those we are called, we can reach now. Kung gusto nyo po sa TikTok, mag-preach, go lang po. Kung gusto nyo po sa Kumu, mag-preach, mag-preach lang po kayo. Kung gusto nyo po na habang nagle-livestream kayo ng ML o ng COD, mag-preach po kayo. Kung gusto nyo po while you are having your family dinner, mag-preach lang po kayo. While you are gathering with your friends, when you have your reunion, kahit virtual man po yan o sa personal, preach. Preach wherever you are. Preach where we can preach. Never stop preaching. Kasi po, the power to be witnesses from the Holy Spirit is in us. Because if no one would preach, how would they hear it? So preach. Pangatlo po, be personal. Personal. Just as the early church was personal in helping one another, we are called to be personal also. It's not easy to do that this season, no? Pero we can always find ways to do that. Yeah, parang video lang po. We find ways. We can find ways. It was not in the powerful preachings or in the great facilities or yung good food na linibre po sa akin. That's why I stayed in church. It was in my personal relationships where I get to talk about God, about life, about my struggles. It was in my dinners and board games with Kuya Jerry and Ate Che. It was sa mga rants and pouring out ko kay Dean, pati yung mga dating pumupunta ako sa kanila sa bahay nila ni Gami. It was in my coffee kwentuhan with Pastor Romel and Pastor Alfred. It was in the hangouts with the team, including yung mga dati naming ka-team na sila Mon, sila Jamie, si Carlos, si JC, si Lady. It was in our leadership group and in our victory groups. It was also in sa mga minsan kahit sa mga laro namin nila Marcus, nila Son, nila Enzo, nila Patrick. Sa mga work hours, I get to hang out with Jaire, sa mga chat kwentuhan with Eric and Gideon. Sa mga bike and gupitan session with Von, kay JC Palma, with AL, with Jemuel. Ang dami po, it was in the personal conversations. It was in these personal relationships that I get to stay in church and I get to grow in my relationship with God. Be personal. Kasi the church is not just about the, it's not just exclusively about the worship services or sa victory group meetings. It's about being personal. It's about sharing lives with one another. And last, persevere. Persevere. Just as the disciples were devoted, we can be devoted with the works of God. Devoted means kahit mahirap, we would still be devoted. We would still move forward. We would still persevere. Kasi devoted po tayo. Devoted po tayo. To persevere in digging deeper in the Word of God. To persevere in praying. To persevere in fellowship. To persevere in preaching. To persevere. I remember why I stayed in church. Exactly 9 years ago, February 2012, I felt so alone. Sobrang down po ako. Sobrang na kada umaga, parang, alam niyo, wala na po akong joy in what's gonna happen in what's gonna happen in my life. But I didn't know a month after that, in March 2012, God would change my life as I enter victory. Maring sabi nila, it's a religious facility na intimidated ako to enter. But it's not just about the great preachings. It's not about the place na I can always find that. I can always find a place na I can be more comfortable entering. I can find people na I would not have to be intimidated with nang initially. But what have made me stay was how welcomed I was. Right after the service, nag-victory group po kami. And in months, after months na I was feeling alone, finally, I felt na I wasn't alone. God was with me, and God has placed me in a family that would help me grow in my relationship with God. That God would surround me with friends, with mentors, with a spiritual family. People that would encourage me, people that would check on me every now and then kung nagkakape pa ba ako kahit na may acid reflux ako. For now, de joke lang. People that would correct me. People that would be with me there in my ups and downs. People that would help me na makauwi sa Tarlac, sa family ko ngayong pandemic. People that would fight for me, that would fight for my calling also whenever na nahihirapan na ako. Have you experienced that? Have you experienced what it truly means to be part of a church community? Have you experienced that? Or have you been missing out just because we chose to attend and yet not take part? Not take part of the church community. I understand po, no, na minsan ma-hassle po talaga or minsan nakakaya. Minsan challenging, lalo na po to initiate. Minsan na-hassle po to open up our own lives. But we do not want to miss out on what God can do in and through us as He calls us to be part of the church. To be part of the church. And if you are not yet part of this church community and you want to be part of it, you can message us always. You can message us and we can connect you with one of our Victory Group leaders that would help you grow in your relationship with God and also help you grow in this church community. If you believe that God has called you to be part of this church community, we challenge you. Message us. Message us or comment in the comment section below and we would gladly contact you. We would gladly help you. We'd gladly help you. And as I end, let me leave you with this. What makes the church strong is not because we work hard for it to be strong, but because this church belongs to God. Belongs to God. It is in Him we are founded. It says in Ephesians, "So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus Himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In Him, you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit." It is in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. That's why we exist. And it is through the power of the Holy Spirit that sustains us. Because it was God who first shown devotion to us, even though we do not deserve it. It was God who said in His creation, it was very good. He was in awe. It was God who first showed generosity by sending us His only begotten Son to save us from our sins and to be reconciled with Him for us to be part of His family. It was God who made this message of gospel possible for each and every one of us. This message of gospel to be accessible to us. And in God, we are founded and secured. Everything that we are doing as a church, it all starts with what Jesus Christ did for each and every one of us. And we are founded and secured in Him. Let me just pray. Panginoon, maraming salamat for everything that You are doing in and through us. Lord, I pray that we would continue to be to grow in this church community where You have called us in. Lord, may that be in this in Victory, or may it be in this church community that You have called us in. I pray, God, that we would not be passive attendees, but we would take part and be part of the church community. That together as a community, we would be devoted to You. We would be devoted in our word, in prayer, in fellowship, in the communion, in breaking of bread. Lord, I pray that as a church, we would continue to be generous to one another. Lord, I pray that as a church, we would be devoted in preaching. Lord, I pray that as a church, we would continue to be in awe of who You are. And Lord, I pray if we are not yet part of a church community, Lord, help us, compel us, God. Call us out to be part of a church community. And just as You have challenged us, I pray, God, that we would step out in faith to be part of a church community. That we would not miss out on what You are doing in the church community. Panginoon, maraming salamat. Lord, I lift up to You your church. I pray, God, that we would continue to see signs and wonders, oh God. That we would get to see how You would move in and through our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Last group of people that I want to pray for. You know, we would never be a church if not for the sacrifice of Jesus. If not for the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Jesus is the cornerstone, not just of the church, but of our own lives. Jesus is our foundation. And what we can do is to accept His invitation for us to be part of His family and also to be reconciled with Him. Jesus Christ died on the cross for each and every one of us so that He can save us from our sins, so that He can snatch us away from darkness and bring us to light so that we can be part of His family. And the only thing that we need to do is to surrender. To surrender. And Jesus is inviting you. Surrender everything to Him. Surrender everything to Him and enter into a personal relationship with Him. It may be your first time to attend here, or you've been attending for a long time but you have not made this decision yet. If you are that person and you want to surrender your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Panginoon, maraming salamat sa pagmamahal mo para sa amin. I do not deserve this love. I have sinned against you. But Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Be my Lord and Savior. I repent of all of my sins and help me to grow in my relationship with you. Surround me with godly people that would help me to know you more. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If that is you and you've prayed that prayer with me, please do comment sa comment section. Or you can message us dito sa ating Facebook page. Or if you know someone, if someone invited you to join us in our online service, you can message that person and tell them that you have made this decision. And if that is you, congratulations po. We believe that that is the best decision that you have made. So maraming salamat po for all of you that joined us in our online service. And we hope that you were encouraged by the preaching of the word. And we hope to see you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.